Hallelujah. Wherever you are this morning, go ahead and lift up the name of the Lord. He deserves all the glory and he deserves all the praise. He's our faithful God for everything that he has done. Come on, let's just take 1 minute and bless his holy name. Father, we thank you. Oh, as we approach God in your word, we're excited in our hearts, in our spirit. We come before you with everything that we have together with the saints. Oh, our God, we ask that you circumcise our hearts today. Help us press into your presence. Help us lay hold on that which you have prepared for us today. We give you all the glory for everyone that is here in this service, all across this nation, all across the world, wherever they are joining us from. Father, we thank you because your presence knows no limits. Your presence knows no boundaries. We give you the glory and the praise. Your presence knows no borders. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way amongst us. Be thou glorified today. Be thou exalted. Breathe upon the word, Holy Spirit, that which you have prepared for us. Bless every man and every woman under the sound of my voice. Everyone that is here with us today, as we have continued to enjoy your presence in this service through the praise, through the praying, through the giving, through the worship, through, Lord, the prayers, we thank you. We thank you. God, as we set our hearts and get ourselves ready, Lord, we believe you have positioned us, Lord, to live the highest quality of life, to lay hold on everything that you have prepared for us. So we set ourselves apart and we give you the glory and the honor today. We thank you. We bless your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much. And welcome, welcome, welcome to this month's edition of our Abundant Life Online Worship Experience, which we popularly call our ALO. Glory to God. Our God is so good. My goodness, I know there are so many things going on in the world, and just people are grappling with all sorts of things. But for you and I, like in the days of Noah, we are in the Ark of the Covenant. We are protected in that Ark. We are shielded in that Ark. We are covered in that Ark. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank you for joining us for this service. Thank you for being a part of it, enjoying the praise, enjoying the worship. I thank God for all that he has done so far in our service. I want us to spend some time in the Word of God today. Glory to God. Before we go into the Word, I'm going to have us look at our confessions together. Today is a special day for one of our beloved champions, one of our young champions. Emma Omonogun is celebrating her birthday today. That's one of our princesses, our young, growing, godly princesses. And we thank God for her life. We speak the blessing of heaven upon you, Emma. In the name of Jesus, we declare concerning you that the Lord will establish you in destiny, that everything that he created you to be will become the reality of your future. You will grow up to be a virtuous woman, a woman of God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you and we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We pray for the nation of Ukraine. We bless that nation today, Father. We thank you. We thank you for standing up for them, for delivering them. Thank you for sending help quickly. Thank you for sending help quickly. Lord, our trust is not in man. Our trust is in you entirely. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, let's take our 2025 confession together. Hallelujah. Just stand up with me for just a couple more minutes and then we're going to get into the word. We have some ways to go in the word of God today. The Holy Spirit is going to help us. I'm so excited about it. Amen. Let's do our 2025 confession together. 2, 3, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvests, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time, with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by His grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is He who began this work in me, and He will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by His mantle, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I am treading under my feet with long life. He satisfies me and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Please go ahead and be seated in the presence of the Lord. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. Glory to God. This is both our Elo service as well as our communion service. So I trust God that you are ready with your communion elements wherever you are at home. The glory of God is going to cover us. Hallelujah. As we come around our covenant table with the Lord. So if you don't have them ready, please prepare them. But we are going to settle down now. We're going to take some time and dwell in the Word of God. And let the Holy Spirit breathe upon us before we get into communion. Pastor Tino is going to come and do our announcement, our offering. And then right after that, after the message, I'm going to come right back for our communion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say with me, in 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. Say that one more time. In 2025 and beyond, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. This is not just a message series for 1 year. This is a message series for a lifetime. And a lot of the nuggets of truth, the divine truths that the Lord has been ministering to us, are things we should hold on to, revelatory nuggets that the Lord has shared with us by the Holy Spirit, are things we should hold on to, not just in 2025, but way beyond, for the rest of our lives, so that we can continue to enjoy that covenant promised life of nothing missing and nothing broken. Let's go start out. We have a number of scriptures to read today. We have some ways to go in the Word, so make sure you are comfortable. Make sure you have your Bibles, your study materials, your devices, whatever you use in accessing the Word of God. I want us to spend some quality time in the Word. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 10, glory to God. In Acts chapter 10, and from verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and he said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. A life of nothing missing and nothing broken is your inheritance, is your promised inheritance. Peter said, God is no respecter of persons. You remember? He was invited to the house of Cornelius. He had his doubts. Cornelius saw an angel in a vision, and God spoke to Peter, showing him that whatsoever God has made clean, he should not call unclean. Peter, in obedience, went to the house of Cornelius. When he arrived there and he opened his mouth and began to speak, the Bible says, right there as he was speaking, the Holy Spirit, in verse 44, while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. And what did Peter speak? What was he saying? He said, I perceive of a truth that God is no respecter of persons. Whatever God does for one, he will do for the other. Hallelujah. God's eternal plan is that in your life and in my life, there is nothing missing and there is nothing broken. How does he do it? By the anointing on the Lord Jesus Christ. How God anointed the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You are complete in Christ Jesus. You are complete. The word of God says, that was John, 3 John and verse 2. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That life of nothing missing, nothing broken, is your covenant inheritance. That is in every area of your life. There will be nothing missing. There will be nothing lacking. In every area of your life, you will have everything you need. And there will be nothing broken. Satan will not come in and steal from you. Satan will not come in and make a breach over the things that God has given to you. Glory to God. You remember in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13, David was saying unto the children of Israel, he said, because we did not, he said, the Lord made a breach upon us because we did not serve him after his due order. A breach was made upon us because we did not serve after God's due order. Well, what is God's due order? In every area of our lives must line up with the order of God. God is a God of order. From the very beginning, in the time of creation, he had a due order. The first thing he said, light be. The first thing he said, you remember the Spirit of God was brooding upon the waters. There was darkness everywhere. The earth was without form and void. But then suddenly God said, light be. Let there be light. And suddenly there was light. He went from there and created on day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6. Finally, on that day 6, he created man. Hallelujah. And put him in the Garden of Eden that he had made. And then he commanded them, go ahead, multiply, be fruitful, replenish the earth and subdue it. Hallelujah. And then on day 7, he rested. He's a God of due order. Everything God does lines up with the order, with the purpose that he has intended. Well, when you are in God's due order, when your life is in God's due order, then there will be nothing missing and there will be nothing broken. That word breach, the Lord made a breach upon us in 1 Chronicles 15, 13. The word breach means to be broken, perez, to be broken, for something that was whole to be broken. But that's not the will of God for you. God's will is not that your life will be broken. God's will for you is not that anything in your life will be broken, but that you will be whole and complete, that you will fulfill your destiny. You are predestinated for a life of glory in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are set apart for a life of glory. Hallelujah. That there will be nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. In Colossians chapter 2, in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Let's read this from the Living Bible. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. For in Christ, there is all of God in a human body. In Christ, your Savior, your Messiah. That Jesus, that Christ, that went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. In Christ, there is all of God in a human body. Verse 10, Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 in the Living Bible. So you, that's you. Somebody say, that's me. Come on, say, that's me. That's me he's talking about. So you have everything when you have Christ. So you have everything when you have Christ. And you are filled with God through your union with Christ. He is the highest ruler. with authority over every other power. In Christ, you have everything. There will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In the psalm of the shepherd, the Lord's shepherd, in the Lord is my shepherd, the popular psalm in Psalm 23, which David wrote, glory to God, hallelujah. Look at what he said in the very first verse of that psalm. Also in the Living Bible, he said, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Glory to God. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. I have everything I need. You know, Paul was writing to his protege, one of his spiritual proteges who was pastoring and leading one of the churches. His name was Titus. As he was concluding that letter to Titus, he started talking about one of his associates that was coming through, and he gave instructions. This attorney, this associate of his was an attorney, was a lawyer. Paul gave instruction, make sure that on his journey, there is nothing missing. Make sure on his journey, as he walks on his journey, there is nothing lacking to him. There is nothing missing in his life. I can imagine the Lord. I can imagine that is God's due order. That is the prototype. I can imagine that is following the blueprint of the Lord. That in the life of every one of his children, as we continue on our life, on our journey of destiny, that there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Titus chapter 3 and verse 13 in the Amplified, look at what it says. It says, do your utmost to speed Zenas, the lawyer, the attorney, and Apollos on their way. See that they want and that they lack for nothing. See that they want and they lack for nothing. I can imagine the Lord commanding, make sure my children lack for nothing. Make sure they want for nothing. Hallelujah. They are my emissaries on the earth. They are my partners on the earth. As they go on and carry on their journey of destiny, as they go from one place to the other, as they accomplish the assignments, the goals that I've given to them, as they pursue the destiny that I've assigned to each of them, make sure they lack for nothing. They want for no good thing. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 and from verse 3, hallelujah, glory to God, according as his divine power, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. That you and I may be partakers of the divine nature. We have been given glorious, exceeding glorious, precious promises. God has given to us by his divine power everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. You and I are predestinated for glory. God mapped out our lives just like he mapped out at the very beginning what he was going to do in that sphere of creation. As he began to speak, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, God has mapped out our lives. We are predestinated for glory. We are predestinated to live a glorified life. Say that with me, beloved, wherever you are. I am predestinated to live a glorified life, a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. I am predestinated by my Father to live a glorified life. In Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3, he says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Oh my goodness, that is a mouthful, but all he's saying, you are predestinated to live a life of glory. Hallelujah. You are predestinated. In verse 11 of that same scripture, it says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. So look at that. Earlier on in verse 5, he said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. In verse 11, he said, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. We are predestinated. We are predestinated. What does that mean? What does it mean to be predestinated? It means we have been called into a life of glory in Christ. Once we accept Jesus into our lives as our Lord and our Savior, once we begin to lay hold on the revelation of divine truth, well, the life, the abundant life of Christ will be revealed and will be imparted, will be breathed out upon us. We have been predestinated to live a life of glory. We have been predestinated to live a life of glory, a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. We are predestinated to live a life of glory, a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. No matter what is going on in your life, I know that from time to time, as God's children, our lives are not a bed of roses. It's not that we are living through life like we are floating in the air and we don't have difficulties, we don't have challenges sometimes, we don't have problems, we don't have opposition, we don't have trouble. No, that's not what the Lord said. But regardless of what's going on, regardless of the world and the realities of the world in which we live, wherever you are in your own life, wherever you are around the world, whatever your experience is, the Lord has promised you a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. You are predestinated to live a life of glory. No matter what you are dealing with right now, it must work out for your good because you are predestinated for a life of glory. No matter what you are dealing with, no matter what you are going through, it must work out for your good because you are predestinated for a life of glory, a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not also with him freely give us everything, everything that we need? How shall he not with him also give us everything? Like we read in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Because the fullness of God dwells in Christ, we, because we are in Christ, we have everything. We have everything. Well, if God be for us, how will we not have everything? We will have a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. And you know, Jesus is our good shepherd. He's the one who gave up his life so that you and I can live the abundant life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible tells us the thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus said, I came that they may have life and that they may have it how? More abundantly. In the amplified version of that scripture, the thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I came that they may have and enjoy life, and that they may have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd risks and lays down his own life for the sheep because of the work of the good shepherd, because of the sacrifice of Jesus, which is part of what we are celebrating in this service when we get around our covenant element, our covenant table, to celebrate our covenant with our Almighty God, with our Father, because of the Lord, because of the work that the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary to enact this new covenant, because of the sacrifice that he made, you and I, we have been predestinated for a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. You and I can enjoy the fullness of life. He says, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. Glory to God. We are predestinated for the good life. We are predestinated to walk in paths that lead to that good life. There are paths that lead to that good life. There are paths that lead to that good life. When we walk in God's due order, when we walk according to God's due order, the good life that God ordained will be manifested in our lives. It will be a reality that we will experience. When we walk in the paths that he has ordained, when we go along with the plan and the purpose that the Lord has made for us, we will live the good life. We will encounter blessings. We will encounter glory. We will encounter favors on our journey. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 in the Amplified, he said, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, so that we may do those good works which God predestined, he planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, so that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready ahead of time. In John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. When you come unto the Father through the way, the Lord Jesus Christ, then you become called up into that glory of predestination. Once you come into the Lord Jesus Christ, once you come through the way, and then you begin to lay hold on the revelation of divine truth, like we are doing in this service today, like we do in every one of our services. That is what our gatherings are for, to worship our Father, to glorify him, to honor him, hallelujah. Then to speak to him, hallelujah. To speak to him, to share our hearts with him, hallelujah. To release our burdens to him. Then to fellowship with one another, hallelujah. Then to receive his mandate, the oracles, his word, the revelation of his divine truth. That's what church is about. That's what church is about. Until we have done all of those things, we have given him our praise, whether it is verbal praise, honoring him in our worship, praising him, glorifying him, lifting him up, until we have emptied our hearts to him in our prayers, until we have told him and obeyed his command to make his house a house of prayer, until we have sat around his word and received his oracles, the revelation of divine truth, until we have given unto him of our material blessings to celebrate him, to let him know how much we are thankful, how much we celebrate his goodness in our lives. Until we have done all of that, we have not really been in church. Glory to God. One of the most important reasons why we come together with the saints is to receive the oracles of God. We fellowship with one another. We strengthen one another. Glory to God. We celebrate our God. We honor him. We empty our hearts to him. We give to him of our material blessings. Glory to God. But then we sit around the oracles of the word to receive revelation of truth right from the Old Testament into the New Testament, into the early church, into the rest of the early beginnings of the church. This was the blueprint. This is God's due order, that when his people come together around him, they celebrate him, they glorify him, they worship him, they love on him, then they open up their hearts. They express their hearts unto him. Then they sit around, they receive the divine oracles, revelation of divine truth. Hallelujah. They give of their material blessings, they fellowship with one another, and then they go out into the world and they become signs and wonders. They go out into the world, they carry the gospel with them, they carry the light and the glory of God with them. When they live like that, they are living in God's due order. When they live like that, there will be nothing missing. And there will be nothing broken in their lives. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When you come in through Jesus, the way, then you find predestination. When you become called into that predestination, this that predestinated life, then you begin to lay hold on the revelation of divine truth. You begin to feed on truth. You begin to feed on truth from the mouth of your shepherd. As you continue to feed on truth from the mouth of your shepherd, and the shepherds that are appointed by the shepherd, as they feed us and share with us the oracles, divine oracles of truth, then what will happen? We will lay hold on abundant life. We will lay hold on the life of nothing missing, nothing broken. We will lay hold on the glorified life. This is the way it was, God's due order. When we come in through the way, the Lord Jesus Christ, we get caught up into that predestined or predestinated life, that predestinated calling. Glory to God. That means we become one of the called out ones, the church. We become one of the privileged ones. We become one of the special ones. And then we begin to lay hold on the revelation of divine truth. Like sheep, we begin to feed in the sheepfold from the hands of our shepherd. Hallelujah. The hands of our shepherd, the great shepherd, the shepherd he appoints over us, the shepherds that shepherd appoints, they feed us. We lay hold on the revelation of the divine truth. And as we do, we come into abundant life. We remember Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. After I talk about the abundant life, this, I'm the good shepherd. Why? Because the good shepherd is the one who connects us to abundant life. That is the due order. Abundant life is not possible without the good shepherd. A life of nothing missing, nothing broken is not possible. You cannot have it without the ministry of the good shepherd. Look at it again in John chapter 10 verse 10 and the Amplified. The thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd risks and lays down his own life for the sheep. The good shepherd, Jesus, already laid down his life for the sheep. It's because he laid down his life that abundant life is possible for the sheep. The life of nothing missing, nothing broken, is available to every sheep who comes into Jesus. Everyone who comes into the body of Christ through salvation, that life of nothing missing, nothing broken, is available to every one of us. Why? Because the good shepherd, he laid down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd, he laid down his life for the sheep. That good shepherd, our good and great shepherd, hallelujah, our good and great shepherd, he made everything available to us. He has made abundant life available. He has made shalom, the life of peace, the life of wholeness, available to us. Because his own body was broken, our own body will never be broken. Because he gave up his life, we will never miss anything in life. We will live a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Why? Because of the good shepherd. Because of the sacrifice of the good shepherd. The good shepherd, our great shepherd. Look at what the Bible says about this great shepherd in Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 20 and 21. Look at what the Bible says about this great shepherd. Glory to God. And what this great shepherd has done. What this great shepherd has done for us. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now the God of peace, the God of shalom, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, may he make you perfect or complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's read this from the Amplified Version of the Bible. Now, may the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of that peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed, ratified the everlasting agreement, the covenant, the testament, may he strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good. Equip you with everything good so that you may carry out his will while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ the Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever to the ages of the ages. Amen. There's a ministry of the shepherd that makes the abundant life possible. There's a ministry of the good shepherd. There's a ministry of the great shepherd that makes a life of nothing missing, nothing broken available to us. Without the ministry of the great shepherd, abundant life is not possible. Without the ministry of the great shepherd, without the ministry of the good shepherd, we cannot enjoy the life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Every one of God's sheep, when we are saved, we are called into the sheepfold. We are called into the sheepfold of our good shepherd. This good shepherd will appoint a shepherd over us. That shepherd he appoints over us will appoint other shepherds. The purpose, the goal, is that we may be fed with the word of truth. We may be fed with divine revelation of truth, divine revelation of truth. So that as we are continually fed with divine revelation of truth, we may access abundant life, a life of no limits, a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. A life of nothing missing, nothing broken, my friends, is not possible without the ministry of the great shepherd. You see that? This great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, who through the blood of the everlasting covenant came and paid the price for us. He's the one who makes us complete. He's the one who makes us complete. He is the one who initiates us and establishes us in the life of nothing missing, nothing broken. It is through the ministry of the great shepherd. It is through the ministry of the great shepherd. Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 10 and verse 11, I am the good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The life that the good shepherd gives for the sheep is the reason why the sheep can live a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. There is a direct connection between the ministry of the good shepherd and the ability of the sheep to live a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. There is a direct connection between the ministry of the good shepherd, feeding the sheep with divine revelation of truth, and the ability of the sheep to live a life of nothing missing, nothing broken, where nothing is broken in our lives. Notice it says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He comes to break. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy. But because of the ministry of the great shepherd, his feeding ministry, his protection ministry, his preserving ministry, his blessing ministry, the sheep is guaranteed a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. That is God's due order, my friends. That is God's due order. Hallelujah. Let's put some meat on some bones right here. Let's put some meat on some bones. Glory to God. Let's put some meat on some bones. Hallelujah. Let's go there. Before we do that, let's go to Psalm 133. Let's read that Psalm 133. That's God's due order, my friends. It flows. It flows from the head, the great shepherd, the high priest, our high priest. It flows through the ministry of the shepherd. The great shepherd, the high priest, appoints a shepherd for every one of his sheep. Every one of his sheep must have a human shepherd who reports to the great shepherd. That human shepherd appoints other shepherds in every sheepfold, but they are all in one spirit. These other shepherds report to this one shepherd. This one shepherd reports to the great shepherd, and it is through that flow or that ministry to the sheep that the sheep is guaranteed a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. There is a direct connection between the ministry of the great shepherd, the good shepherd, the high priest, and the ministry of the shepherd he appoints over every sheep in the kingdom of God. And the ministry of the shepherds that the shepherd appoints over everyone of the people in the sheepfold is a direct connection between the ministry of the shepherd and the ability of the sheep to access a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. You see, they are all in one spirit. It's all one ministry. The great shepherd, the shepherd, the shepherds, and the sheep, they are all in one spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who designs the menu. The menu he designs, he gives through the great shepherd to the shepherd, who gives it to the shepherds, and the shepherds give it to the sheep. It is all in one spirit. You remember in Psalm 133, let's read this from the Amplified Bible. From verse 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment poured upon the head that ran down on the beard, even the beard of Aaron, the first high priest, that came down upon the collar and skirts of his garments, consecrating the whole body. It is like the dew of lofty Mount Hermon and the dew that comes on the hills of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore upon the high and the lowly. There is a direct connection between the ministry of the great shepherd. See, the anointing that flows when there is oneness of spirit, that anointing flows from the head of the high priest. In this case, it was Aaron. It flows through his beards. He was the great shepherd. He's the shepherd here. It flows to every part of his garment, all the way to the sheep. For there God commands the blessings, even life forevermore. The life of nothing missing, nothing broken is guaranteed as we walk in God's due order. There is a direct connection between the ministry of the great shepherd, the ministry of the shepherd he appoints over his sheep, the ministry of the helping shepherds, to the feeding of the divine truth, revelation of divine truth to the sheepfold. A life of nothing missing, nothing broken is guaranteed through that chain of command. A life of nothing missing, nothing broken is guaranteed through that chain of command. A life of nothing missing, nothing broken is guaranteed through that chain of command. It is important, extremely important, that we align with God's will, that we make room for the supernatural in our lives. We yield to the Holy Spirit. It's important that we recognize there's an anointing on the shepherd, the ministry of the shepherd, the high priest. It is important to remember God commands the blessings, even life forevermore, on the sheep through a chain of command. None of us stands alone. I've heard people say, it's me and Jesus. It is not so. It is never so. It is not God's due order. It is never you and Jesus. It is us and Jesus in terms of where our hearts are connected. Our hearts are connected directly to him. Our faith is in him. Our covenant is with him. But it is never us and Jesus alone when it comes to the due order that he has arranged for the blessing over your life. That blessing over your life is channeled through a chain of command. It begins from the great shepherd to the shepherd, to the shepherds, to the sheep. A life of nothing missing, nothing broken, is never in isolation. For you to live a complete life, for you to live a good life, the life of abundance that God ordained for you, you must be a part of that chain of command. You must find your place in that chain of command. You must find your place in that chain of blessing, in that chain of life. You must find your place. We have identified, hallelujah, 5 things that must be in place if we will live a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Let's go over that again. We've said this in some of our services already. But let's go over that again. Our time is so far gone. But I still have some meat I need to put on some bone. I'm not ready to close out yet. So just stay with me for just a few more minutes. What are the 5 things that must be in place if we are going to live a life of nothing missing, nothing broken? Number one, we must be led by the Holy Spirit and aligned with the will of God in every area of our lives. Let's say that again. You must be led by the Holy Spirit and aligned with the will of God in every area of your life. Number two, you must walk in God's due order in every area of your life, be whole and in order, spirit, soul, and body, in that order. Number two, you must take on the high priestly ministry and the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ and immerse yourself in his covenant with you. Number four, you must take on the anointing and the mantle of the human priest to whom you are connected by God. Number five, you must be in unity in your home and in your Christian community and fellowship. You must commit to oneness in your family and in God's family. If you want to live a life of nothing missing, nothing broken, my friends, this will not happen. It will not happen just like that. God is a God of order. He is a God of predestination. Hallelujah. We are predestinated. God is a God of order. He's a God of due order. He has set a path for you as sheep in his sheepfold. He has set a path for you to live a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. A life of nothing missing, nothing broken. In order for us, you and me, to enjoy that blessing, these 5 things must be in place in our life. Let's go over it one more time. I believe the Lord wants me to repeat this, to say it over and over and over and over again, until it becomes an established revelation in your spirit, in your heart. Remember, you're coming through the way, Jesus. You begin to lay hold and feed on the revelation of divine truth, abundant life, a life of nothing missing, nothing broken, becomes made available to you. You come in through the Lord Jesus Christ, you are called into that glory of predestination. You begin to feed on the revelation of divine truth from the great shepherd, the shepherd, shepherd. The life of nothing missing, nothing broken, becomes released to you. You begin to lay hold in every area of your life. God's plan, God's will, it's not that you do well in one area and other areas are suffering. You are prospering at your job, but in your family, it is a mess. That's not a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Your ministry is blossoming and doing well, but your health is broken. That's not a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. You are doing well in different areas of your life, but financially, you lack for every good thing. That is not a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. No, it's not. The life that the Good Shepherd designed for you is a life where every aspect of your life is fully supplied. You lack for no good thing, and nothing is broken. That thief, that serpent, has no access to steal from you. You are shielded. You are covered. You are protected through the shepherding ministry that the Lord Jesus Christ has put in place for you. As a life of nothing missing, nothing broken, my friends. What are the five things that must be in place if we want to enjoy a life of nothing missing, nothing broken? Number one, you must be led by the Holy Spirit and aligned with the will of God in every area of your life. Number two, you must walk in God's due order in every area of your life. Be whole and in order, spirit, soul, and body in that order. Number three, you must take on the high priestly ministry and the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ and immerse yourself in his covenant with you. Number four, you must take on the anointing and mantle of the human priest to whom you are connected by God. Number five, you must be in unity in your home and in your Christian community and fellowship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Before we close, our time is almost gone. I want to put some more meat on the bone before I close here. I want to give us just a few more things here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for a life, for the blessing of nothing missing, nothing broken. Thank you, Lord, because you command the blessing of life upon us forevermore. The blessing of life upon your people forevermore. Thank you, God, every man and every woman, every boy and every girl under the sound of my voice today is accessing the life of nothing missing, nothing broken. In every area of their lives, wherever something is missing, wherever something is broken, in the name of Jesus, today, the ministry of the Good Shepherd, the ministry of the Good Shepherd redeems them, pulls them out of the ditch, and gives them access to the life of nothing missing and nothing broken in the name of Jesus. I speak good upon you today. I speak good upon you today. A life of nothing missing, nothing broken. What was the first thing there? The first requirement. Be led by the Holy Spirit and align with the will of God in every area of your life. You must be led by the Holy Spirit every day. You must be led by the Holy Spirit every day. The Bible says, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. You must be led by the Holy Spirit every day. The life of nothing missing, nothing broken is incumbent on you being led by the Holy Spirit every day. Not just once in a while, not just at the beginning of the year, not just every now and then, every day. Because your enemy, Satan the thief, he works overtime to steal from you. He's working overtime to break you. He's working overtime to create breaches around your life. You must work overtime to stay connected to the plan and the purpose of God for your life. You must be committed, fully committed, every day to be led by the Holy Spirit and to align with the will of God in every area of your life. Let's read Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to 17. Let's begin to wrap up, wind down this message so we can finally close. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 from verse 14. Glory to God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together with him. We are joint heirs with Christ. The Spirit bears witness. We have not received the spirit of bondage, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We are led by the Spirit of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are heirs of God. We have an inheritance in him. We have an inheritance in him. Our inheritance in him is a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. In order to live fully and enjoy fully that promised inheritance, we must be led by the Holy Spirit every day. You must be led by the Holy Spirit. You must become acquainted with the Holy Spirit and familiarize yourself with his voice inside your heart and follow his lead every day. Every day. Follow his lead every day. Number two, you must be a dedicated student of the Word of God and train yourself to hear the voice of God through consistent study and meditation of the Word. Remember, we're talking about that very first requirement, to be led by the Holy Spirit and to align with the will of God in every area of your life. We are saying, in order to fulfill that requirement, first of all, we must become acquainted with the Holy Spirit and familiarize ourselves with his voice inside of our hearts. Be led by him every day. Number two, in order to be aligned with the will of God, to be led by the Holy Spirit and to be aligned with the will of God, we must be dedicated students of the Word of God and train ourselves to hear the voice of God through consistent study and meditation of the Word. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you meditate on it day and night. Hallelujah. Meditate on it day and night. And to do all that is written therein, then you will make your way prosperous. You have good success. Hallelujah. When you apply yourself every day to the Word of God, you become familiar with the will of God. You become familiar with God's blueprint. Be a dedicated student of the Word of God. And number three, you must embrace the ministry and guidance of God's sent shepherds on your journey. God sends teachers, mentors, shepherds on your journey. You remember? Like Eli the priest helped that little boy, Samuel, discover the will of God, discover the voice of God. We must embrace God sent teachers, God sent mentors, God sent shepherds on our journey. On our journey. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20. Your teachers must always be before you, he said, so they can feed you the word. Hallelujah. So that you can receive, you can be aligned with the word of God. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 and 21. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. The revelation of the divine truth comes through the ministry of the shepherd. The great shepherd appoints shepherd, a shepherd, the shepherd for the sheep. That shepherd appoints other shepherds. The great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, aligns us with different ones in the kingdom of God that are sent along our path to help us align with the will of God. We must be willing to embrace the ministry of the great shepherd, the ministry of the good shepherd. Look at Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 22. Let's begin to wind this down. Let's close this up. Ezekiel 22, 34 from verse 22. He said, I will give you one shepherd. Ezekiel chapter 34 from verse 22. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ezekiel chapter 34 from verse 22, but it's so long I can read all of that. Let's read Ezekiel 34. Let's read from verse 22. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. Verse 25, and I will make with them a covenant of peace, shalom, and I will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in its season. There shall be showers of blessing. Notice there, in verse 22, he said, therefore I will save my flock, they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. The great shepherd always sets up one shepherd. There's a shepherd looking out for your soul. There's a shepherd assigned. Now, that shepherd will appoint other shepherds. He will appoint other pastors. Like the Bible says, right there in Jeremiah, remember Jeremiah chapter 3? Verses 15 and 16. He said, God said, I will give you one shepherd. But then that one shepherd, under the instruction of that he receives from the Holy Spirit, will appoint other shepherds, pastors, who will feed the sheep. Jeremiah chapter 3, let's read this. Verse 15 and 16. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. I will give you, and I will give you pastors, according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Verse 16, and it shall come to pass that when you are multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith the Lord, they shall no more say the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. I will give you, put one shepherd upon you. The great shepherd will appoint a shepherd over the sheep. Through that shepherd, pastors will be assigned, all for the same purpose, one spirit, to make the revelation of divine truth available to the sheep so that they can access abundant life, the life of nothing missing, nothing broken. And as they go on their journey, the Lord will send others across their path who will, in that same spirit, releasing the revelation of divine truth to them, give them access to nothing, a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything you are looking for in your life is available to you through the ministry of the shepherd. Everything. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. I will lack for no good thing. I have everything I need. Everything you need for a life of godliness is available to you today through the ministry of the shepherd. The great shepherd appoints the shepherd, one shepherd. The one shepherd will appoint other shepherds. All of them, from the great shepherd down, all of them, from the mouth of the Holy Spirit, the mouth of the good shepherd, the mouth of the appointed shepherds, all of them will feed the sheep. Revelation of divine truth, knowledge and understanding. Why? So that they can access a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Shepherds are overseers over our souls. That ministry of the shepherd is what creates protection for us. Remember what he said in Ezekiel 34? You will no more be a prey. Therefore will I save my flock. They shall no more be a prey. and I will judge between cattle and cattle. When you are fully enjoying the ministry of the shepherd, you are protected. You are protected. There is protection guaranteed. There can be nothing broken. You are promised supply. He said, then I will make them, Ezekiel 34, verse 26, I will make them and the places round about my head a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in a season. There shall be showers of blessing. This same blueprint, you see very clearly in the New Testament, in all the workings of the early church. Remember in Acts chapter 20, when Paul was leaving, he called the elders of the church, he called the shepherds together. He was the shepherd who was appointed by the great shepherd. And he appointed these shepherds, and he called them together in Acts chapter 20. He said unto them in verse 28, take heed therefore. This is the shepherd speaking to these shepherds, giving them their assignment regarding the sheep, so that the sheep can live a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you shepherds, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. And then he said in verse 32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. That's what we feed the sheep. That is how the sheep access a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Take it to yourselves, he said in verse 28. Take it to yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. He has made you shepherds. When you are aligned in your place and you are connected with the ministry of the great shepherd and the shepherd and the shepherds, and you are daily laying hold, feeding on the revelation of divine truth, you will access every day the promised blessing of nothing missing, nothing broken. Father, how we thank you today. Woo! How we bless your holy name. What a mighty presence. Oh, what a glorious time in your holy presence today. Stand to your feet wherever you are. Everybody, stand to your feet. Let's connect with our great shepherd right now. Let's connect with the bishop of our souls right now, Lord Jesus Christ. The precious Holy Spirit is breathing upon us, has breathed upon us through his word in this service. Wherever you are, just connect with him in your spirit, in your heart right now. Thank God for the promised blessing of nothing missing, nothing broken. In this service, there is an outpouring of the blessing of God. The Bible says he commands his blessings, even life forevermore. In this service, something's been poured out upon God's people. Something has been poured out upon God's people. Supernaturally, we have touched something. Supernaturally, we have laid hold on something. Supernaturally. Let's thank God. Father, we bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Thank you for feeding us with the revelation of divine truth. Thank you for feeding us with knowledge and understanding. Thank you for satisfying our hungry souls. We bless you, our God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah.